chips? I don't know.
The Sikh protesters shut down the dual carriageway through the centre of Luton. They sat down on the road and chanted, surrounded by a large police presence. Their reason, they said, was that police haven't dealt properly with an alleged sexual assault on a young Sikh girl in the town.
The congregation went and blocked up the dual carriageway and brought Luton to a halt. They did a sit-down protest and they were meditating and chanting hymns.
This man, who called himself B. Singh, was one of them.
And they shut down the dual carriageway for about 3 hours. There were a couple of minor incidences with police and other members of the public and stuff, and a few drivers being a bit silly or whatever. But generally, it was a very successful protest. The police had to be called round from all over Bedford and Luton. Some of the riot police came as well, but they weren't needed, but they were standing there. And the point was made that the police are going to take this case seriously.
Obviously, there's quite a few youngsters.
In the early hours of the morning, the remaining protesters gathered at the Guru Nanak Gurdwara, just minutes from the protest site. Members of the English Defence League joined the protest. They claimed they were going to turn it into a national event, but that didn't happen.
My name is Jaswinder Singh Nagra. I'm one of the community elders. I personally did not welcome their presence.
Obviously, they wanted to make hay of this because it is their town. And some of the young boys who were very angry welcomed them, but I'm not happy. Our values do not match.
Does the support for them from some of the young Sikh lads concern you?
Yes, it does, because you know they're very exploitive, and we don't want our youth, you know, following, you know, their propaganda.
Some others, like B. Singh, were less concerned about the presence of the EDL, though no one confirmed they were actually invited, as had been claimed.
How do you feel about the English Defence League getting involved?
Well, let's be honest. 100% the EDL should be involved. So, of course, the EDL. In fact, why are the rest of the community not making a stand as well?
There was a lot of anger in the room here, many complaining that a sexual assault was being ignored by the police. A man is due in court in connection with the alleged attack. Some of the younger Sikhs here say there could still be more protests.